Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we hear from Gail Graham, director of the VA Iowa Healthcare System, and Roxanne McGee with the VA Knoxville CBOC about new programs and services featured by the VA Healthcare.
Well, we're adding more services all the time for the veterans of Knoxville and the veterans of Central Iowa. So, for example, we're showcasing our Women's Veterans Coordinator. That's one of our largest growing population of women veterans. We also have the program directors for home-based primary care, which we've just expanded to the Knoxville area. So for those veterans to be cared for in their home, maybe have mobility, chronic illness concerns, we actually send a team of people, physician, nurses, pharmacists into their home to care for them. And that's been in Des Moines for some time, but just expanded recently to Knoxville. So we do also offer many specialty services here in Knoxville through telehealth and with specialists that are here a couple of days a week. So we just wanted to make sure people knew. Many times veterans don't realize they're eligible for care. We're hoping maybe family members come in too and see a service that would be a good option for one of their relatives.
I know there's always seems like tons of news when it comes to the VAs. Take us through some of the news you might have going on here coming up.
Well, as of June 6th, the Mission Act went into effect, which does a couple of things. Importantly, it provides urgent care options in the community for veterans, and that's ever expanding. It opened on the 6th of June, and those availability of the urgent care locations is expanding on a daily basis. And veterans did receive a letter about this and with a website and a phone number to call to see what's in their area for urgent care. Also expanded the services for what's known as care in the community for veterans. So for the services, either that's too far of a distance or that wait time is longer, it offers another option for veterans to receive health care in the community.
How do veterans get involved and get maybe some of the benefits they don't realize they might have?
Well, they can come by any time and fill out, get an application for enrollment. It doesn't have to be during this open house. And either here at the Knoxville location, they can go online and fill out an application for enrollment. So there's just a number of ways that they can roll up. They have questions. They can also call and we'll certainly answer their questions. We also have two veterans benefit representatives in Des Moines all the time at that location, and they rotate through the five community-based outpatient clinics, so veterans don't have to always go to the federal building to ask questions about their benefits.
Take us through, you know, what some things you guys provide and some things that are coming up here for the VA Knoxville that people might not know about.
So the home-based primary care program, it's not a new program to the VA as a whole, but it is a new expansion to the Knoxville clinic area. So the program takes a primary care team and it puts that team into the veteran's home. So instead of the veteran having to come into the clinic to receive their primary care needs, come see their primary care provider or see their nurse, we have the staff go out to the home to do those, meet those needs for the veteran. So some of the more simple things would be just basic routine visits or medication setups. And we have a whole interdisciplinary team that consists of a provider, a nurse, a social worker, a dietitian, and then we also have a physical therapist, an occupational therapist. And then the team will also be having a psychologist and a pharmacist.
Okay, you mentioned that it was kind of new to the Knoxville Community-Based Outpatient Clinic. How new is it, and what do veterans maybe around here that don't know about it need to do if they want to have that service?
Sure. So I think we started down here in Knoxville, I want to say around March or April is when we started taking our first veterans into the program. And so we're still building up our team. We're still working on recruiting the full staff to get the whole team up and running, but we are ready to go with new admissions and new enrollments into the program. And so if a veteran would be interested, if they think that they would benefit from the program, then all that they have to do is contact their VA primary care provider and ask for a referral.
Okay, and then when it comes to these services and stuff like that, I guess my question when it comes to stuff like that is how more beneficial it is to do something like that as to to be going actually to the clinic, if you would?
Sure. So the veterans that we enroll into the program usually find a lot of benefit from being enrolled in the program. There is some criteria or eligibility that has to be met to be enrolled, but typically what that looks like is the veterans that are the best fit that have the max benefit are ones where it's really difficult for them to leave the house. They don't have to be homebound, but maybe they live alone. It's difficult for them to leave their home, or maybe they have a lot of complex medical issues going on and they can really benefit from a whole team approach.
Can family members, is this something that family members might be able to enroll them in, or does it have to be the veteran itself?
We do sometimes get recommendations from family members. So that just kind of takes a little bit of coordination where the family member would have a discussion with the veteran. Ultimately, the referral comes from the primary care provider, but we have a lot of families that are very involved in the veterans, and they kind of partner with their family member to get them enrolled or to get a referral to the program.
Is there anything else the listeners should know?
The program is, it's a great program, and we just really enjoy serving the veterans when and where we can.
Thanks to Gail Graham, director of the VA Iowa Central Healthcare System, and Roxanne McGee with the Knoxville VA CBOC for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.